How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So Star Wars is one of my favorite things. And recently on YouTube, I was re-watching portions of the original trilogy in a significantly higher video quality. I think it was technically supposed to be 4K, even though my monitor doesn't have that resolution. I was watching the scene where the Rebels are attacking the first Death Star before it comes around Yavin and will destroy the moon where the Rebel base is. And it really goes quite poorly. There are... At the start of that battle, there are a lot of X-Wings and Y-Wings that are assaulting the Death Star, and by the end, there are not. Everything goes sideways. Every little thing causes a new problem. And at the end of it all, you have, I believe, all that remains are one Y-Wing and I think two X-Wings. I know it's Luke and Wedge. I'm not sure who's in the Y-Wing. Luke is making his run towards the exhaust port on the Death Star to fire his proton torpedoes and hopefully blow the whole thing up as they run down the trench into the exhaust port, go inside, and kaboom. I think I have all that right. And there's a lot of pressure there. He's being chased by Darth Vader and two other TIE fighters. It's all gone sideways. Almost no one's left. And Vader is bearing down on him. Vader knows he can use the Force. And that's unacceptable. He must be dealt with. And at the last moment, he turns on his targeting computer to help him line up the shot and fire the torpedoes. And he hears the voice of Ben Kenobi. Use the Force, Luke. Kenobi more or less just calls him to turn off the targeting computer and let the power within him focus him for the task ahead. To trust in himself and his abilities to save everyone, to accomplish what needs to be accomplished, and ultimately, most of you have probably seen it, apologies if you haven't, go watch it. It's genuinely one of my favorite series ever. He turns off the targeting computer. Han Solo swoops in the Millennium Falcon, shoots several of the TIE fighters. One of them crashes into Darth Vader. Luke fires the torpedoes. They blow up the Death Star. The day is saved. For now, but that's for later. But Luke, for just a moment, trusts in his abilities, who he is. I think sometimes where we struggle is to trust in who God has made us to be. What is special about Luke, yes, he's a good pilot. He's the son of Anakin Skywalker. Of course he's a good pilot. But he is also one with the Force. And it changes how he interacts with the world around him. We have God that changes how we interact with the world around us. We can trust in him to lead us and guide us through the things that don't make sense. To trust in who he made us to be, to accomplish the things we don't think we can. There's a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, but I think it's correct. God doesn't always call the qualified. Sometimes he qualifies the called. It doesn't matter whether or not you believe you're capable of something. If God does and you're willing to trust in him, he can work with that. I've counted on it many times in my life. And he's come through. I forget that sometimes. It's easy to forget all the things he's done for us, to not remember every time he's brought us through and it's worked, no matter how we thought it might or might not. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Show God some of your faith today. I don't care if the moment is big or little, show him that you trust him. Let him lead you, let him guide you and direct you to the things he's calling you to do. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out over on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan Felton for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, may the Force be with you.